Hey, kids, it's time for
Surf Shorts!
Welcome to the Surf Shorts podcast, an innovator in modern storytelling, looking towards the future, using business terms like radical, off the lip, caught inside, and totally tubular. Surf Shorts, the storytelling podcast, recorded on VHS, then downloaded to cassette for maximum audio quality. It's totally radical.
Hey everyone, as most of you know, this episode is brought to you by Outer Banks Hammocks, obxhammocks.com, handmade in the USA, two-year guarantee. They've been doing it since 1971. And when you think of OBX Hammocks, don't just think of hammocks, think of swings and chairs, stands, accessories, and outdoor furniture. obxhammocks.com has Outer Banks aluminum and resin wicker furniture, Three Birds casual teak, Pauly's Island Durawood, and Summer Classic. You can click on obxhammocks.com to find out more about their high-quality hammocks and outdoor furniture. Outer Banks Hammocks, for the ultimate lay. Savage Surfboards, since 1982. Know your shaper.
Surf Shorts Podcast.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Surf Shorts. Today I have with me Mason. What's up, dude?
How's it going?
Man, it's going great. Hey, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Yeah. I appreciate it. You've been on the show before.
Yep, I have.
It's yeah, awesome.
One other time.
Yeah, one other time. And you told us a story about Maui, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. It was a really good story. Yeah, and I don't want to talk about that because it might give it away to somebody that hasn't listened to that episode yet. But you should definitely listen to Mason and Maui because it's good stuff. Now, you're 21, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so like a lot of the guys I have on this show are old like me or your dad, who I know well. But you're 21, you're young, you're doing it, you're in the scene, you're in the surf scene right now. You know what's going on, like I do not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Trying
to be.
Some other, now you've taken a lot of trips, okay? So we've talked about you being in Maui. We're going to talk today about California. You've done Maldives and Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
And have you done Costa Rica and Puerto Rico in those normal places?
I've been to Puerto Rico a handful of times, Costa Rica once.
Yeah.
Went to Canada.
Yeah, oh, that's rad, yeah. I went to Cape Cod one time on a surf trip. I don't know if you know, the waves can be super good there.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, they really can, but that's as far north as I've been. And your dad and I have a mutual friend named John Corrales, and you may have heard that name. He's a very good surfer, and he came down and he surfed with us when we were all at UNCW. There was one time, I think I was wearing gloves.
Yeah.
He was in a spring suit. Those are northern guys.
Yeah.
Cold
does not affect them.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's crazy.
It was amazing. So you're going to tell us about a pretty crazy trip you took to California or just the circumstances?
Yeah. The circumstances. Insane. So I was 17 at the time and it was like my birthday trip to myself, my like first surf trip.
My friend
Colby lived out there in his minivan and
he lived in his minivan.
Yeah.
How are you 17 and you know a guy that lives in California in a minivan? How's that work out?
Well, he was like, we grew up together. He's from Carolina Beach as well.
Oh, okay.
And as soon as he turned 18, he fled to California.
Gotcha.
He's like, I'm out of here.
I'm out. And he didn't have a plan, so he's just staying in his minivan.
Yeah, all he wanted to do is surf Malibu and stuff.
That's cool. It's crowded, though.
Yeah, it is.
A bummer, yeah. I literally just saw some sort of Instagram thing explaining the Malibu break.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I surfed it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sick wave, but...
Yeah, it's like, an insane wave, but it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how good it is. There's 1,000 people in... And you know for a fact, like if you take off from the point, that like 100 people are going to look at you and drop right.
Like priority isn't a thing out there at that spot. Like,
doesn't matter. Yeah,
it
doesn't.
Everyone go.
It's crazy. And point breaks are the worst. Like, I know you serve Cove and Carolina Beach.
Yeah.
If you go check the Cove and it's good and there's four people out, well, Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like kind of crowded at that point, but
yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's rad. You were talking about him living in a minivan.
Yeah.
You drove a minivan here.
Yeah.
I've had six minivans.
Yeah. They're awesome.
Dude, fuel minivan's efficient. A surf machine.
Yeah. Yeah. So I am, 17 at the time. And it is the night before I'm about to fly out. He was living in a smaller car at the time. And I was just going to go out there and literally, I didn't care what I did. I was like, I'm going to California. Mm-hmm. I'm about to turn 18.
Plan more than that. I'm going to California.
My friend lives in a car there. I'm going to make it work. That night that he calls me up, and he had been joking with me like the week before that he'd gotten in a car accident. So I think he kind of, made it happen to him.
And, so he joked about being in a car accident.
Yeah.
And then he ended up being in a car accident.
Yeah. He, was pulling out of wherever and got smoked by a BMW. So he calls me up and he's like, yo dude, like, please like still come out. Like I'm going to get a new car. Like I have money saved up. Like I'm going to get a new car. And I'm like sitting there, like, I'm like, oh my God, like, of course this happens. Like
the night
before I'm about to fly out. And I'm like, you know what? Like, you know, dude, like we'll make it work. Luckily his grandmother was driving up from Mexico to Ventura, and that's where he had gotten in the car accident, was in Ventura. And so she picks me up. She's on the way to Ventura to see her friend in a retirement home.
Gotcha. And she picks you up at LAX.
Picks me up at LAX.
What great luck.
Yeah. Worked out. And then we go pick him up. Look at all the carnage. He'd slept in his now busted car like all night. And we're just moving all of his stuff in to her car. And now we're on the way to a very bougie retirement home in
Ventura.
I'm like, well, this is all right. This is the start of my surf trip. Luckily, I don't really have a return ticket. So, yeah.
And there's ways.
There. Yeah. So we stay in this retirement home for about just about 2 weeks in a room about not much bigger than this.
Yeah. It's like a 10 by 12 room.
And sadly enough, this woman is like kind of on her deathbed.
Oh,
yeah.
And then she has you two young, healthy guys there. We're just sitting there.
But like, I think she enjoyed the company, and I got to live in a retirement home and see what it's like. It's just like how it is in the movies. Like, there's like the different groups, like the mean girl group, the like, it's just like the movies.
It's like high school all over again.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, this sounds like an episode of Seinfeld. I don't know if you know what that show is.
Yeah, it's literally like that. It was so funny. Like, looking back on it, it's hilarious. So after being in the retirement home for like 2 weeks, we finally find a minivan, and we go get it, go like get all of our stuff, move into it, tell his grandmother goodbye. And now we're off like on the schedule, like we're
trip
like,
to somewhere.
Yeah. So we go down to like the Malibu County area. And the first night I sleep outside of the van because on the highway on this, there's blow up air mattress.
You're sleeping in a blow up air mattress on the side of the highway.
On the side of the PCH.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And didn't get the best night's sleep. And, like the van is just full of everything. Like we have
everything he owns is in there. Yeah. Yeah. That's why you're not inside.
Yeah. And after that night I was like, yo dude, like I'm not doing that again. Like that was rough.
Yeah.
Like, and so I'm there for, we go to San Diego for a little bit and meet up with our other friend, Dylan, who is also from Carolina Beach and drove out there. And we just kind of surf all around, like from San Diego, go surf like Malibu, County Line, Ventura Harbor, Street.
Yeah. When you said Ventura, County Line's the first thing that went through my mind. There's fairgrounds.
I think there's a spot called Fairgrounds.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know
County
if I surfed that.
But
I surfed Street, and I think that was actually maybe the longest wave of my life that I've gotten.
Really?
Got it. Like
longer than Honolulu Bay?
Yeah.
Dang,
it
awesome.
Just reeled. for so long, like to the point where I like stood on the wave and like put my hands on my knees. It's like, I'm still going.
My legs are tired.
Yeah. I was like on this like 7-0, like single fin. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Now, and I look, I'm going to throw you some respect there too. Like, you know, you're not like, you're 17. You're like, you don't have to be riding that thruster. Yeah, you know, like, I think that's cool that you're riding a 7.0 single fin.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Yeah. It was super fun.
So you guys are traveling around, you're hitting up the surf spots, and every night you're still just sleeping in the van.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We sleep in the minivan minivan for like a month and a half straight.
Wow. Did you find good places to park?
Yeah. Like where did we sleep? We slept behind Pedro's Tacos in San Clemente.
Uh-huh.
And slept behind some grocery stores.
Right. So always behind somewhere.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to find. You can like go sleep around the homeless people, but they're just harassing you the whole time, like, give me money.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to find somewhere else.
So found the spot behind Pedro's Tacos was cool.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a shower, or you just ocean showered?
Yeah, showered every once in a while. We stayed outside of the campground called Leo Creo.
Yeah.
And we'd go in there and get some tokens, take showers.
That's cool. Yeah. Because on PCH, I don't think there's any of those like truck stop places that you can find that have showers.
Yeah, no, there's like the public beach access ones that used a timer too.
Oh, that's cool.
But it was like full on bumming it.
Yeah.
To the max.
Now that's, that's the best.
So much fun. Yeah. I'd prefer that, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, we talked about on the last show, that's like you're literally getting an education.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that you can't get in school.
Education. Yeah.
Yeah. But also just an education about people.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Just like met so many cool people, just like talking with them, having them share their stories and me like creating my own right now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in California though, like you're talking about sleeping in a van, you can do it out there. Like,
yeah,
it's so hard to sleep in a van here.
Yeah.
Or on Hatteras or something like that in the summer. You're getting murdered by bugs.
Oh yeah.
It's 185% humidity.
Yeah. The weather's like, very nice out
there. Yeah. You can't pull that off in Cali.
Yeah.
So you got your longest wave at C Street. Where'd you get the biggest waves you caught?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, I meant on the California trip.
Oh, California trip? Probably Ventura Harbor.
Okay. Oh, in the harbor.
Yeah.
Was that really big somewhere else and it wrapped around into the harbor? Or
it's kind of like, I think that's just like what it's not like totally a harbor.
Uh-huh.
But there's like a bunch of like different jetties. It's right around like the bend of C Street.
Okay.
Like you can kind of see where it is, like if you're surfing C Street. And it was just like this huge, like just beach break.
Oh, and I gotcha.
It was fun, but it was super wonky and a little scary. And from the car accident, Colby actually didn't get to surf at all because he had a messed up rib. So I surfed the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he just like sit in the car and read books and do other things. But
dang. So, yeah. So he's living out of his car, reading books and doing stuff. Is he still doing that?
No, he's back now. He kind of got over it, I think, like last year or so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he did it for a while.
But he did it. That's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's awesome. That sounds like one heck of a surf trip.
Yeah.
It really does.
It was fun. It was cool that was like my first one, and just everything that happened was just like, wow, like definitely have to go into these things like without really a plan.
Yeah.
And it kind of like works out.
Yeah. I'm sure like when you're 17, you're turning 18.
Yeah.
Your plan was not to stay in a retirement home for 2 weeks.
Yeah, totally. That was probably the last thing that I would have thought that would happen.
That's the last thing that would have been on my list as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks, brother. I really appreciate it. This is a great story.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Record on VHS and download it to cassette for maximum audio quality.
That's right. This is a commercial on Surf Shorts. What's the commercial for? A custom Savage surfboard for you for free. That's right. You get a free custom Savage surfboard. We're doing the giveaway. We're going to be giving away the board at the end of summer or sometime throughout the fall. You can look at the stuff on our website to find out all the certain things that you need to know. What do you really need to know? Send me a screenshot that you are subscribed to the show. Send me a screenshot that you're subscribed to Surf Shorts Podcast with automatic downloads, and you are entered Custom Savage Savage Surfboard. All right, y'all, listen. I say surf, you say shorts. Surf!
Shorts!
Surf!
Shorts!
I say, wait a minute. I think that pretty much covers it.